We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
This team is so similar to where we were at back then. Deep with talent. We needed to play the game the right way. And again, I'm going to reference the discipline in the game. Not all players are going to be the same. But understanding your role inside the team and executing your role will help the team win. We were deep, like three, four lines deep. We were three lines deep, and then I had two or three really good, useful tools that we could lean on people with.
So that's Lindy Ruff yesterday down at KeyBank Center, his introductory press conference, returning as head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. There were a lot of comparisons made to when he first, took over, I should say later on, some of the teams he had in Buffalo, some of the younger teams when they came up. He said, out of the lockout, the 05 lockout, Joe, there were also, Joe, references to the Devils team that he's coached the last couple of years and how the talent there and the speed and the offense. I thought that was really interesting from Lindy that he made that comparison. And joining us right now on the Western Hotline to talk about Lindy's time in New Jersey, he writes for the Star Ledger in New Jersey, covers the Devils, Ryan Novosinski. Ryan, it's Sal and Joe here in Buffalo. Did I say your last name right, Novosinski?
You said it all right, my man. Thank you guys for having me. I'm sure you guys are feeling very nostalgic in Buffalo today, in this week.
We are. It's a really good word. We've talked about that a lot ever since this might have even been percolating. And there's a lot of different kind of ways to look at it here, Ryan, which is I'm generally one who says – I'm tired of Buffalo teams trying to reach back to the past to reclaim something, like when Marv Levy was hired as general manager, in the mid-2000s and bringing Ted Nolan back to coach the team. But Lindy is different, right? Lindy, first of all, I grew up watching him as a team captain a long time ago. I'm older. And then he was a coach for a lot of the heyday of the team. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals, obviously. But also he had some success in New Jersey recently, Ryan. I mean, you've seen him firsthand. What did you see from Lindy as a coach, his style, more than anything, with the Devils over the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, this is why I think that, you see the firing and you say, oh, man, like that's definitely a retread and there had to be some red flags there. I actually like the hire for Buffalo. Listen, Ruff's system, in many ways, he sold out for offense a little bit. Big on puck possession and zone entries. And, he had the players to do it with the guys like Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier and Jesper Bratt. But what was the downfall pretty much for this Devils team this year was you had young defensemen. You had Luke Hughes, you had Shimon Nemitz, both of who are sub 21 years old, 20 years old. You had them playing big minutes and, then you had their counterparts, their defenseman pairs, they had massive regressions. I mean, you look at a guy like Jonas Siegenthaler, a guy like John Marino on this Devils team, they had massive regressions this year. They didn't play quite to the skill that they usually do. And when you're playing in sort of an overload style in the defensive zone and, really looking forward to spring it up through the neutral zone and get back into the O-zone, which, Lindy's brand is, it's not really a good recipe. I mean, it was prone to breakdowns. You saw it every single play. It seemed like one way or another, there was always going to be a breakdown. Now, they had some luck sometimes and they had more veteran defensemen the previous year And I think that's, you know, a reason why they had all their success. But, I mean, you look at this Buffalo team, I think they have the pieces there, much like New Jersey, where Lindy can thrive. And I think, quite frankly, as it stands right now, a little more seasoning to some of those young defensemen there in Buffalo, to where I think that this is can be a really good hire. I mean, you know, Lindy kind of had the misfortune of not having great goaltending either. So that really was all of these things a part of his downfall in New Jersey. And, you know, with the tandem they have in Buffalo, or I guess the triad they have in Buffalo, I think that that this could work out pretty well.
Yeah, so basically, Lindy, like last year, the Sabres were the third highest team in the league in scoring, and the Devils were fourth, but they were almost 75 goals different in how many they gave up. So would you imagine that what basically Lindy had last year in New Jersey is, like, if he could create a carbon copy of what he had, that would be his goal?
Yeah, I no doubt. I mean, you want to have – if you are a really strong, really fast, run-and-gun offensive team, it's going to make for some fun hockey, you know, regardless of the results. But I think the results – like, I'm leaning more towards – because, as I mentioned, the goaltending is strong in Buffalo. I mean, he said it yesterday, UPL, that's his goalie there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you, if Levi has kind of a resurgence there under Ruff, I think you're going to see more. I'm leaning more towards 2022-23 Devils than I am 23-24 Devils, in which, you know, there was a bunch of different factors. I mean, there was the injuries, of course. There was, you know, like I mentioned, the young defenseman kind of tuning in and the goaltending issues, which were, I mean, ran rampant in New Jersey. His second year, I believe, or maybe his first year, he spun through seven different goaltenders. And, you know, between all those factors, I mean, this year you saw, even at full strength, though, this team kind of just wasn't responding to it. I think there was just a perfect storm of kind of misfortunes, if you will, that it was just time. And quite frankly, I mean, it probably should have been time a little bit before then. But between all these things, and Lindy was pretty candid about it in the press conference yesterday, just saying, you know, he saw during that Ducks game, it was, you know, I think two games before he got fired, he was like, yeah, maybe this isn't the year for me. But again, with the players that Buffalo has, I think they can all, a lot of them could have career years. I mean, you saw that in tenfold in 22-23 with the Devils. I mean, guys like Dougie Hamilton were even having career years, and that's the guy that, he already got his money, right? He already got his big paycheck. So that's not some, you know, upstart rookie trying to, you know, make his name. No, these are guys that are proven veterans that are having career years.
I went back and looked the exact date he was fired, March 4th. It came on the heels of, it looks like, a 5-1 loss to the LA Kings, but they're actually still over 500. They were 30-27, it looks like, was their record at that point. Like, what led to it? What was the ultimate demise of why the actual firing happened? We know that they were kind of underperforming. Was it just that? Were there anything specific? Was there something that was going on?
There were a couple things. I mean, you look at the homestand they had before that, and we all know even though Sabres were in it, right? This awful, mediocre mess of a wild card situation that now has the Washington Capitals playing the New York Rangers at a minus 37 goal differential. There were so many golden opportunities for the Devils this year to pounce on, you know, games where they could be tied with Detroit for the second wild card spot, right? And it was, oh, man, this is the biggest game of the season. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've written, oh, man, this is the biggest game of the season for the Devils this year. And almost every single time, they wouldn't pounce on those chances, right? And this is, I'm talking golden platters, like, you know, ready for the taking for them. And New Jersey wouldn't pounce on them. And it was the inconsistencies there. It was, they hadn't gone on more than a three-game winning streak at all this season. Their highest was three, and I think the last time they did it was late November, some one of those. So I think Tom Fitzgerald, the GM for New Jersey, I think he just got tired of the inconsistencies there between, and you know, there were some interesting media antics from our end too, you know, and a lot of that might just be conjecture and Lindy trying to, you know, say, hey, look over here. Don't look at the product that's happening on the ice, where, you know, he's blaming reporters for, for the power play struggles, a statement he would later walk back. There were instances too where, you know, a young player in Alexander Holtz was getting, you know, benched, and, you know, right after he would score a goal, and Lindy said to me in a press conference that I don't watch the game very well. And there were instances like that all throughout that, you know, it spoke to, hey, something's coming to a head here. This team that won a franchise record amount of games last year is now spiraling and can't win more than three games in a row. Something's got to give, and there needs to be a new voice. And didn't really work out for the Devils and their new voice, but, you know, I think a change was definitely needed.
How much of the, do I want to call it a narrative? I don't know. We've heard a lot recently, just even if it's just mentioned in passing, that Andrew Burnett had a lot to do with their success last year, being on their bench, and then he leaves, and, you know, the Devils, you pointed out the injuries, but their success went down. How much truth do you think there is? How much credence do you think there is to Brunette was making a huge impact on that bench, and that Lindy wasn't the same when he wasn't there?
You know, I go back and forth on it myself, but there's no doubt. Anything that Andrew Brunette touches, I mean, he's the Midas man. Anything he touches turns to gold. I mean, you see every single place that he's gone, they've had success. Now, in Florida, you look at it and you were like, okay, talented roster, anyone probably could have done well there in the interim. But no, then he goes to New Jersey, and I know for a fact that the players really responded well to him. I mean, great communicator. His power play wasn't as great as, you know, as it should have been, given, you know, the talented bevy of scorers they have on that roster. But I think in that room, he was a big voice. Now, that's not to take away what Lindy did. I mean, Lindy squeezed a lot of potential out of these guys. I mean, he's a good developer of some of these young superstars. I just kind of wish that it was a little bit more consistent throughout, right? You know, you see some of the guys this year that kind of, I think, responded well maybe to Burnett. One guy, Dawson Mercer, who, you know, he had a breakout career year last season, and this year he kind of goes away with 30 points. Now, 20 goals, but, you know, he goes away with, you know, 30 points. It's not exactly the best kind of thing, especially after he have a career year. Again, I think that Brunette absolutely added something to that group that, you know, kind of flies under the radar, although a lot of people are bringing it up now. But I don't think that he was the end all. Like, I don't think that's the takeaway from the experience and the voice that Lindy had. I think Lindy definitely had a big part in some of these guys having careers, of which, you know, it was most of the roster last year.
And Ryan, when Lindy comes to Buffalo, the big talk is accountability. Like, the players are, hey, we need accountability. Don Granato was a really nice coach to get him to a certain level, but Kevin Adams said more accountability. What's interesting is in New Jersey, wasn't there talk of the GM being upset at maybe how he was holding guys accountable so much? It's almost like what he was doing in New Jersey, we want to have in Buffalo, but it didn't work in New Jersey because he was too hard on them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I'll go back to the Devils needing a new voice. That's kind of the overall crux of it. However, I think that, as I mentioned before, you need to have consistency in your accountability, right? I think a lot of time you see with some of these veteran coaches that, I'm not going to say they kind of pick and choose who they're accountable for and who they're not, but, you know, there's a point where, okay, you're not going to help me scratch a Jack Hughes or whatever, unless your name is John Tortorella.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, as I mentioned, too, like some of the stats that Lindy and I had got into press conferences and whatnot were about, you know, a player in Alexander Holtz who, again, he would score a goal and then he would get benched. He would score the game time goal. I forget what I think it was against the Canadiens earlier in the year. And then he would get benched in the third period. Lindy would kind of shorten the bench. And it's like, listen, I know that, you know, like, and Lindy referenced it and said, oh, he made a mistake in the second period. Well, that goal happened in the early of the third period, and you're benching him, almost retroactively benching him, right, for a mistake he made in the second. I just wish, I think what needs to happen in Buffalo is you don't want to run into a situation where there's inconsistency in some of the things, right? If Tase Thompson's being inconsistent, you know, not to say you're going to bench him, but, and, you know, you don't want to bench like a Zach Benson, right? Like, you know, like you want to let him cook. I think my message to Lindy is you got to maybe let these younger guys cook, you know, and because I think that they're, the game is changing where you can have guys that are 18, 19 years old come in and have an impact right away. And I think with this Buffalo team, how many draft picks they've had in recent years and how young they are, you got to let some of these guys cook a little bit to, in order to get, you know, the most out of their development track.
Yeah.
And I hope we do see that in Buffalo. I hope we do.
You're definitely giving me memories of, I mean, again, Sabre teams of 10, 15 years ago where there are veterans that will have a bad shift and not get see the bench, and then a young player does, and like there you won't see him for a half hour. And I guess you kind of said it though, right? Like the higher level players he will still throw out there because the Devils had the second youngest team in the league. He's coming to the team that has the youngest roster in the sport before the offseason, at least. So, you know, I'm sure he knows what he's got and what he's getting into. He's not going to be a guy that's going to hate all young guys.
No, yeah, no doubt. I mean, listen, like his hand was almost forced this year, too. Because Dougie Hamilton went down with an injury, he almost had to trust, you know, some of the young guys, especially on the blue line. And, you know, and I kind of understand it. You know, your blue line's depleted. There was numerous injuries in that unit this year. So you can't really go ahead and say, oh, I'm going to bench X player, you know, X defenseman, but I'm going to treat this fourth line winger that we're trying to develop, you know, a little differently. So I kind of understand it in a way. But, you know, if you think about it, too, there's going to be instances where, yeah, someone's going to need accountability. And I think Lindy will do that. But I don't think it's uniform across the board. I think he does put trust in the young players. And in New Jersey and now in Buffalo, he's going to have no choice but to trust some of these younger guys, right? That's just the nature of the business and the way that roster is built right now. And I'll tell you what, guys, one thing I do want to mention, too, I don't think that that we're talking about enough how revitalized he'll be, how recharged he'll be by going back to Buffalo. I could tell you guys stories, so many stories about how many times he's referenced the Bills, how many, you know, press conferences Monday nights where he would say, oh, hey, let's keep this short. The Bills are playing soon. You know, like I think he's going to be recharged there.
Yeah. No,
well,
no
I will tell you, I'll tell you this. I saw him on the sidelines when the Bills played the Eagles that weekend. Him and his family, they were there. Yeah, they were at the game.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, he was on the field, on the sidelines, before the game, pregame. I've gotten to know Lindy over the years here in Buffalo, here and there a little bit. I know a lot of the media. He came in yesterday, Ryan, and he said, the real reason I came back is I missed Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington, referencing some media people. I mean, you know, it's kind of a love fest here that's going on between him and the city. And yes, he has owned it. He said it. He's owned his house here since 1979. He never moved away. His son, by the way, still works for the organization. He's in the hockey department, Brett Ruff. So yeah, this is obviously something that we're very familiar with. The other thing that he's familiar with is, as Joe pointed out, a young team. He mentioned this roster reminds him of what he had in New Jersey. Do you see it that way from an outsider looking in at the Sabres roster? Do you see a lot of similarities there?
I see a ton. You know, you have a good mix of veterans on that team. You have Tuck. I'm blanking on some of the other ones right now. But you have guys that are seasoned enough, right? Like, I think Tage Thompson is seasoned enough to where, okay, he gets it. He gets how to play in the NHL. Now, you know, I think he was also playing through some injuries this year, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yep,
so
yep.
I think you'll see a bounce back from him. I think you could see a new life under a guy like Tuck, who was really, you know, champing at the bit, right, to play for Lindy. He talked about it in his exit interviews. I think you're going to see mixes of people that, you know, you have the similarities in New Jersey. You have that run-and-gun style. You have that really, you know, prolific offensive team that, you know, even under Granato last year, you saw instances where they were, you know, you saw Tage Thompson's career year last year. I mean, it was ridiculous. I think Lindy can unlock some of that potential with some of these guys. Now, the part for him that's going to get them over the top, that's going to, you know, hopefully get Buffalo back into the playoff run, is if Lindy can learn from his past mistakes and, again, be consistent with the accountability, one. And two, I mean, hire a defensive guru or mm-hmm. you know, if the defensive coach there is a defensive guru, like, really be sure to have that structure. I mean, kind of rework, use all these assets at your disposal, Lindy, and really make sure that there's structure with that team. Because a structured Lindy Ruff team can be a really good team. We saw it in New Jersey two seasons ago, and I think you can see it if he implements that in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, my thought on that, Ryan, is looking at the center position especially. Like, I think the biggest reason, maybe the number one reason, that the Sabres didn't make the playoffs this year is both their number one and number two centers didn't meet expectations. Like, they both mm-hmm. regressed in big ways. They're older, but just watching the Devils over the years, again, I don't know what percent you'd want to credit to Lindy. I know it wouldn't be zero, it wouldn't be 100, but it does feel like once he got there that Hughes and Hischier just kind of hit the next level.
Yeah, I always think about that too. I'm thinking, like, okay, these are two number one overall picks. Were they going to, you know, surge anyway, or is it that Lindy is a good whisperer of young talent? I think it's a little bit of both. Like you mentioned, it's definitely not 100% Lindy's, you know, doing, but it's also, you know, like he definitely had a say in it, right? I think Lindy, what I'll give him credit for is that he is good at tapping into the young superstar talents, right? Getting them to unlock a lot of that. And maybe a lot of that too is the guys that he's, you know, coaching up, especially Jack Hughes, that's a really offensive minded kind of guy, really, you know, gels in Lindy's system. Now, what needs to, you know, be finer tuned about that is, you know, that the defensive side of things just needs a little bit of fine tuning, right? Like, I think if he can find a way to gel both of those aspects, to gel, okay, you get the offensive surge, but maybe be a little bit more careful with the puck and things like that. And also, you know, having that strong 200-foot game, I think Lindy kind of unlocked a lot of that with some of these players to the point where, like, Jesper Bratt, who's now a superstar and was a sixth-round pick, he's now getting penalty kill minutes. I mean, you'd think that Jesper Bratt, okay, this is just kind of an offensive guru. No, like, he's developing his 200-foot game. Nico Hischier is obviously a Selke, a perennial Selke kind of candidate. You know, Lindy's going to do a good job at unlocking some of these guys' potential. It's just a matter of, can I keep it consistent? And I think, you know, maybe it's a coin toss to see if he can.
Before we let you go, Ryan, you're right there in the thick, the tri-state area. Rangers 2-0 on the Capitals right now in their series. Islanders with the collapse the other night, of course, down 2-0 to Carolina. It looks like they're on a collision course. How do you see the East playing out? And obviously with the Rangers, we know about Chris Drury here. We know about Mike Pekka behind their bench as an assistant coach. Like, how do you see all of this kind of playing out, even with, you know, Boston and Toronto as well?
We always talk about how much of a bloodbath that Western Conference bracket is, and it is. Mm-hmm. I think the fascinating thing to me is how this East is going to shake out. Who's going to be the one playing against one of those behemoths seemingly in the West? Now, I think Rangers kind of have, you know, an easy series wins here. I think Carolina, you know, they're just a kind of one of those upstart kind of energy playoff hockey kind of teams that forechecks hard and just has skill throughout. And they're playing for a lot this year. There's going to be a lot of tough decisions in Carolina this offseason with a lot of their guys expiring. I think they went all in. They, you know, mended their goaltending situation a little bit, and a lot of that was just circumstance, just happened. I like Carolina in the East, but any number of these teams, I think, can make it. That Boston and Toronto series, too, I think that's going to go seven games, and each game you're going to say, oh, man, Boston's going to take this one. Toronto's going to take this one and win out, but it's just going to end up going seven and probably overtime.
Yeah. Really quick before I let you go, because we had been doing coach search stuff for it was only a week. You know, they hired Lindy pretty quickly here. But when Craig Berube would come up as a potential idea for the Sabres, I know because I've read it out there that he wants to be closer to his family in Philadelphia. I had always been thinking about him for the Devils, but I guess I also don't know if they're just going to keep Travis Green.
I want Craig Berube in New Jersey. I think he'd be perfect for them. I think he's the kind of guy that would instill a full stop kind of accountability for them and really, you know, he's one of those spark plug kind of coaches that I think this Devils team could use a little more structure. There's enough connections there within the organization. I mean, you look at Jake Allen, the goaltender. He played for St. Louis. I mean, I'm sure even Marty knows him too, from his brief time and then, you know, time in St. Louis's front office. I think Berube would be a slam dunk hire for this Devils team. You know, Travis Green, you know, for all of his accountability and Fitzgerald preached about that. The record got worse, right? And all the advanced metrics that you look at, except for the goaltending stats, which Lindy didn't really benefit from, every advanced metric under Travis Green went down. And again, except for the goaltending, and the record was worse. So I don't think Green is exactly the slam dunk hire by any means. And I would love Berube. And, you know, being close to Philadelphia, you're right there, man.
Ryan, this was amazing. Great conversation. We appreciate it. And we'll reach out to you again because this was really cool. And we love talking hockey here in Buffalo, even on draft week. So it's really cool. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Gentlemen, please do. Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. Ryan Novosinski covers the Devils for the New Jersey Star-Ledger. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Paul Hamilton was at the press conference yesterday. What are his takeaways from what Lindy Ruff had to say? Great stuff from Ryan right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.